Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, KMX. How are you today? Good, if not great, if not fantastic, if not phenomenal. It's your host with the most, Kamal J. Pryor, a.k.a. Quiz, founder, CEO of Quizmatics, Inc., social media professionals, Team Quizmatics, and the KMX Free Money Movement. The number one question of the day, we'll get into that in a moment, but first, thank you for joining us on our WKMX Positive Power Meeting. This is indeed our KMX Morning Meeting for the Success-Minded Entrepreneur. And the number one question of the day now, drum roll please. Have you started your day in a positive way? Have you started your day in a positive way? And when I ask that question, let's think about what we have to be grateful for, just waking up. You know, just waking up, just getting another day, another chance, another opportunity at this wonderful blessing called life in and of itself is success. And if you've woken up, then I want to share something valuable with you. You have purpose. And waking up with a purpose is far, far, far better than just waking up in general. Knowing your purpose, waking up with a purpose, waking up, walking into your purpose, and waking up for appreciation at today is the best day of your life. Guys, I want to get this day started by just saying thank you, God, for being so awesome. So all of the wonderful people that are making up the KMX Free Money Movement, all my wonderful people making up Quizmatics Inc., social media professionals, knowing that the inspiration, the passion, the motivation, you know, all of the different values that are put into just being able to take this concept and turn it into a reality, I'm just appreciative for. I'm appreciative because of the fact that every single day I learn and I grow. I actually am inspired by inspiring others. The mission statement for our company to teach people how to use the internet as a tool to make money for themselves, their families, the businesses of their dreams. Knowing, watching, seeing, observing, participating in, partaking in, watching people take themselves from literally not having even any startup cost to being able to earn money immediately the same day. I mean, all of this is stuff that I've put into KMX, and all of this is stuff that I've had to learn through my own experiences of what maybe does work, stuff that certainly doesn't work, all right? And I share some tremendous values with my KMXers. I'm watching the beauty unfold every single day, looking at people go from being, you know, asking all of the questions to providing their own answers, and then also watching people who are invested in bettering themselves, and just the wonderful just blessing of watching people who are now helping others, just as I conceived when I started this organization, this network. You know, just the concept, independent network knowledge, was just a concept, just an idea. And, you know, a lot of people won't realize this, but it was all inspired about 3 years ago when my grandmother passed away. And my grandmother had this saying that she used to tell me ever since I was a kid. She said, if it's going to be, it's up to me. If it's going to be, it is up to me. I'm here to share that with you. This is the philosophy that is the undercurrent of what KMX is all about. If it is going to be, it is up to me. So when we start our day in a positive way, when you hear me break out the call, and it's, have you started your day in a positive way? And you know that I'm asking you, what is the very first action of success? And the first action is waking up. I had a wonderful role model, a wonderful example to follow in my life, watching my grandmother, who was retired my entire life. My entire life, she was retired. I never saw my grandmother work one day in her life, and she was a widow. And anytime I'd stay over her house as a child, there was no time I could ever outwake my grandmother. She'd be up at 5 o'clock in the morning, at least. She'd have the harmony grits going. She'd have a newspaper out on the table. She be doing her crosswords, and she done read the news, have a television getting her news thing. And the one thing that I gained from that is that information and building ourselves educationally is something that never ends. And having that passion for that and the discipline to make sure that we hold ourselves accountable and knowing that they're only but so many hours in a day, we might as well use them constructively, was valuable to me because by the time I would wake up around 8 o'clock or, you know, 9, my grandmother would be done with half of the things she had to do for the day. For example, she had a phenomenal yard that she had already had taken care of and watered and planted. And she'd be doing all of this stuff. She'd wake up in the morning, she'd make breakfast, she'd get out in the yard and do some things, and she'd have 90% of the things that people were going to do during the day would have been done for her by the time 8 or 9 o'clock had already hit. And this is where I got the philosophy, work to learn, and then you'll learn to earn. And when you learn to earn, that's when you'll get to return. It all came to me from just watching a person who always told me that the most valuable thing is education and putting that education to use. And guys, that's exactly what we do here at KMX, and that's exactly the reason why it's a pleasure to watch people who grasp this concept, who take this concept and move forward with it, and now are in the stages of becoming selves. And it's just a wonderful blessing for me. And I just wanted to share that testimony early here in the morning program. The value and the importance and the reason why we want to be more disciplined in the way that we take accountability for ourselves is because, you know, 90% of what it takes to be successful is underneath the current. Nobody's going to see this, but you are going to know what's happening. And when I take a look at my organization, I know it's happening every single day. I know it. I see it. I feel it. You can see the undercurrent rising to the surface, and we start to see the transformation happening in KMXers every single day, and it's just a wonderful, powerful thing to watch. When I first started my career in this wonderful business of being an entrepreneur, I just simply had a determination I wasn't going to work for anybody ever else again, and I had many setbacks. I had fallen tons of times. And, you know, this morning I found myself sharing in a one-on-one conversation with one of my KMXers something that was really valuable. I talked about how my routine for getting up in the morning really started. So about 3 years ago, when I finally found what I really was looking for, I knew that I needed a strategy for helping me to grow my business online. And I found a wonderful opportunity, had a great personal mentor who mentored tons, Mr. Dwayne Golden. And program, there were two things he wanted us to do first. He wanted us to do a 30-day blueprint, which taught us how to use all kinds of tools and resources, which now I actually teach my organization a lot easier than he taught us, to be quite honest with you, on one end. And on the other end, he talked about doing a 30-day boot camp. And this 30-day boot camp was just videos. And I'm sharing this with you right now. These were just videos that some people would say, well, why are you watching all these self-help videos? Quiz? Like, I mean, I became exposed to Les Brown's and, you know, I could just go through so many different people. Les Brown, Brian Tracy, you know, Tony Robbins, my favorite, Eric Thomas. And, you know, I look at these videos and, you know, at first I was like, why do you want me to look at these videos? Well, I realized that it was mentally conscious. It's a transformation that happens. And I found one particular video that just resonated with me when I saw it, probably based off of the fact that I grew up with a lot of athletics. I love athletics. I love football, you know, basketball and things of this nature. And it was something about Eric Thomas when he delivered this one message in a video called How Bad Do You Want It? And it struck a nerve with me because he said that when you want to succeed, you can't just kind of want it. You got to want it bad. Listen, guys, I'm sharing this with you right now. These are the gems. I'm dropping them on you right now. When you want to succeed, you can't just kind of want it. You know how many people that you see out there who say they want to succeed, but they just kind of like just go through the motions like, you know, or they're beat up and they're battered, they're tired, they've tried, they put so much into the tank, and they're just done, they're exhausted, like they're just going on fumes. And in this video, he doesn't just say, when you want to succeed, you can't just kind of want it, you got to want it bad. He actually gives a whole story about a guru and a young protege who wants to become like the guru because he knows his guru is making a whole bunch of money, and he's just like, you know, he wants to succeed. And while the whole video is going on, he's telling the story, he's showing this athlete, I forget the athlete's name, but this young man, I'll follow his football games if I've ever seen him playing anywhere, believe me. In the video, his training, his workout, just he's just working out. Like, this kid is just, you see him running through the sand, and he's got no shirt on, and you know what I mean? He's wearing his shorts and his sneakers, and he's running through the beach, and he's doing all kinds of different things. And, I mean, this kid is sweating. This kid is going hard. This kid is going 100 miles an hour, and he's just doing this stuff, and he's just practicing. He's just practicing. I mean, he's practicing. He ain't got a whole team with him. He's just by himself, and he is just practicing, right? And Eric Thomas is telling this story. When you want to succeed, you can't just kind of want it. You got to want it bad. And I'm just looking at this kid putting all of this work. And Eric Thomas starts talking about this guru and this young protege. And the protege says to the guru, listen, you know, I see you making a whole bunch of money, and I want to do what you do. I'll do whatever it takes to do what you do. Just let me know how I can get on your level. I want to be on your level. And the guru tells him to meet me on the beach at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, something with some ridiculous odd time. And, you know, and the kid says, all right, bet. You know what I mean? I'm down. I'll meet you there. I'll meet you on the beach. And he says that the kid comes out there dressed in his suit because he's expecting to do some Wall Street stuff. And he gets out there, and the guru's out there, you know, wearing, like, you know, trunks or whatever it is, and he's clearly overdressed. And the guru doesn't care about whether he's overdressed or not. He said, all right, well, if you want to be on my level, here's what I'm going to need you to do. I'm going to come out here to the water, down this water, and you need to come out and do everything that I do. And he starts going out into the water, and the kid's well-dressed in his suit and looking kind of awkward, like, you know, why? You know what I mean? This is crazy. You know what I mean? I came out here to make money. I didn't come out here to swim. Like, this is nuts. And, you know, he sucks it up and he gets out there in the water and he's out there, you know, probably about maybe, you know, up to his ankles or so. And the guru just keeps on going out. And, you know, come on. He waves to him to come out there with him. And he keeps on walking out a little bit deeper. And now the water's up to, like, his knees. And he probably pulls his pants up because he doesn't want to get his suit wet. You know what I mean? But yet and still, he's like, you know, all right, I want to succeed. He doesn't want to turn around because the guru's out there telling him, you know, come on. And he's like, look, you know, I came out here to make money. I did not come out here to swim, man. Like, I don't understand what we're doing right now, right? The guru said, come on, man, come on. You said you want to make money. You said you want to be on my level. Well, come out here. And he goes out a little bit further, and now he's waist deep in his suit, and he's like, man, this suit costs a lot of money. I'm pretty sure that's running through his mind. And the suit costs a lot of money, and, you know, and he's out there, and it's all wet right now, and, you know, he doesn't understand what it is that he's doing and how this is relevant to him making money. And the guru says, man, you are still over there, and I'm over here, man. You need to come out here further. And this young protege comes out further into the water. And, I mean, he's got the water up to his chest high. He's wearing his suit. He's confused. He's thinking, man, this old man is crazy. I don't understand what this guy got me out here doing and what this is relevant towards me making money, but I do want it. And he comes out there chest high. And the guru says, man, come out just a little bit further. And he comes out there. He said, you want to be on my level? Come out here a little bit further. He comes out, and he got the water up to his neck or so. And he's in the water now. And the guru takes his head, and he submerges it underneath the water, and he holds it down. And he keeps his head held down. And then he eventually, you know, kid's fighting, struggling, whatever, and he pulls his head up out the water. And he asked this kid, he said, when your head was under that water, what was the only thing that you wanted to do? He said, man, all I wanted to do was breathe. And the guru tells him something poignant. When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, that's when you'll be successful. I'm going to share this with you again. He said, when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, that's when you'll become successful. Now, I went a little bit further in depth with that, and this is a little bit different than most of the WKMX positive power meetings that I usually do, but I just want you guys to understand something. That message of just watching and listening to that video that one time was inspirational to me enough to make that my favorite video. And I followed that up with a video called Greatness is Inside You, another Eric Thomas video. And then I saw a video by Les Brown that said, it's you. And I watched these videos doing this 30-day boot camp, and something dawned on me. Guys were going through. These guys were already successful. And what they were sharing in these videos were things to inspire you, to motivate you, because what they were doing is they are giving you. They are giving. They're not asking for money when they do these videos. They're giving you the clues of success that you need to find and follow. Because the truth of the matter is, it's exactly what my grandmother told me when I was a kid my entire life, and eventually her time expired. If it's going to be, it is up to me. I'm going to say this again. If it is going to be, it is up to me. So for all of the people who are thrown off because I started being inconsistent with my schedule for the WKMX Positive Power meetings, I want you to understand I did that intentionally for a reason. I want you to understand that if you've been to one of my meetings, you've been to 20 of my meetings. If you've been to 20 of my meetings, you've been to 100 of my meetings. And if you're missing one, then you're being inconsistent. And if it's not important for you to show up to meetings or care that I'm throwing them consistently, then why should it be important for me to even give you the meetings to begin with? If you want to be successful, you have to start to discipline yourself, and you have to have a routine. And I'm going to share something with you. Bad habits are easy to form and damn near impossible to break. And I've learned this. Good habits take discipline and consistency. It's been said that you have to follow a routine for 21 days straight before you form a good habit. And if you want to alleviate a bad habit, the best way to do that, the most proven way to do that, is to start forming good and positive habits that are constructive for you, and then you won't have time for all of those bad habits that you had before in the past. When you elevate your values to be on par with your goals and objectives, you don't have time for nonsense. And this is something that I've learned. This is something I'm sharing with you. And these are wonderful gems I'm giving you in particular on today's WKMX Positive Power Meeting. The WKMX Positive Power Meeting is designed to inspire you, all right? And I'm not talking about the you that you think you are. I'm talking about you at the core of who you are. We break down the core essence of exactly what is important to you. And the most important thing to you is you. And I'm not talking about the fact that you're going to become a narcissist or an egomaniac or anything or be conceited. I'm here to tell you that without you, nothing is ever going to happen for you. The definition of insanity is to continue to do the same thing over and over and over and expect different results. And everybody has spent tons of time failing in life, myself included. Isn't it time that we transform our patterns, our habits, our behaviors, our attitudes, and our mentalities to feed ourselves the positivity that we need, the encouragement that we need, the motivation that we need to start holding ourselves accountable to becoming the transformative person that we are looking for to succeed? So many of us are out here looking for a guru like that young man on the beach. The guru is inside of you, waiting to come out. But that guru needs a routine in order to get there. And that's why a guru will attract to a guru. So you may not feel as though you're a guru right now, but you will eventually be one. And I actually don't really adhere to gurus in any way, shape, or form. But I am here to tell you that I will lead you to the water. It's up to you to swim. So guys, let's get back to some fundamental basics here. Very first element involved with success is our attitude. How we feel about ourselves reflects how others will feel about us. And we want to understand that a smile and positivity is the most reinforcing communication that we'll ever express, and it doesn't require any words. When we take a walk to that mirror, we're connecting with our personal MVP, and the reason why is because we want to look them in the eye, which is the window to the soul, and we want to communicate with them to let them know some very valuable truths that are at the core of everything, and that is, I love myself, I love my life. I think that you're attractive, I think that you're awesome, I think that you're fantastic, I'm friendly, I'm warm, I want what's best for you. Please connect with me. Let's communicate. And, you know, let's be a better friend. And I'm here because I actually like you and I love you. And this is what's communicated through a smile. And that smile is so powerful because you can feel it physically with the endorphins releasing through your body. And you feel it magnified when you laugh. And they say laughter is food for the soul, and I want you to think about that. I talk about stress being the opposite to that, and we already know what stress does for people. It destroys them and breeds and habitates sickness, illness, and disease. So there are two contrasting things right there, and these are things that you want to know. Now, this is before we start even walking through the door and trying to do anything successful. Success is an attitude. Success is something we attract by the person we become. Success is within you, and it's waiting to come out of you. Success is in the way that you go about doing things and the zeal and the zest that you have for life and the appreciation that you have for learning and valuing people as much as you value yourself. Yet, still in all, not being afraid to build and develop yourself and become better than we were yesterday. So when we go through our affirmations and we stand in the mirror, that Dr. K comes on our program and he says, affirmation number one, okay, today will be my day. It is a blessing. It's yours. Today will be your day. Know that, because if it wasn't, then you wouldn't be enjoying it already as it is. Let me just get a point right there. Two, I am the best me that there is. There is literally nobody better at being you than yourself. Be comfortable being the best you that there is. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. Be yourself. Be comfortable being yourself and be the best you that there is. Work towards being a better you. Work on improving yourself. Don't settle for regrets about, oh, I couldn't do this, or I'm not good enough, or I can't. That is the stuff that's been killing you and keeping you unsuccessful for your entire life. And you've never been unsuccessful. Every second is a second chance to the great life. And from the first second that you were conceived, you were a winner, and you are a winner. And now it's time that you acknowledge that rather than focusing on the setbacks, the hardships, the difficulties, the failures, the disappointment. Focus on the greatness in you, and that's being a winner, because that's what you are. If you weren't a winner, you would not be attracted to winners like myself, winning formulas like this one, winning organizations like KMX Free Money Movement and WKMX, KMX Positive Power Meetings, Quizmatics Inc., Social Media Professionals, KMX Inc., or anything involved with my KMX brand. You would not be here if you were not a winner, and I know I can do it. I know I will. I know you can do it. Do you know that? All right, you know you can do it. Does your personal MVP know that? Do you know your will? Because if you know your will, then you know that you will. The will of God is the greatest will of all, because regardless of whatever we feel or whatever we think, thy will be done. So remember that. It's going to be a day that's cold, and it's going to be a night that's dark. But there is going to be a day that's warm, and there's going to be a sun that's light and bright and warm and beautiful. There are going to be seasons in success. Will you be ready to weather the storm? God will be with me. He always has been. He always will be. And ultimately, with my concept of universal oneness, you just need to understand that everything serves for the greater good. And there's only one point in time that is really valuable and matters, and that's now. And you and your entire life and your entire existence is all culminated to this one point where you are in this program right now today, getting this one message that you need and this one chance to get it once again to reaffirm something that you already know in your heart of heart and in your gut of gut and in your spirit of spirit. You know that this is true, and this point is a point that's going to make a huge difference in your life from this point forward, because now you know, like they used to say on G.I. Joe, knowing is half the battle. Everything else lies in the four keys of success. Commitment. Are you committed? Consistency. Are you being consistent? Drive. Do you have the heart? Are you inspired? Are you motivated? Where is your passion? What is your pain? If your why don't make you cry, then get a new why. And determination. Do you have the resilience to outlast all the obstacles in life to get to your destination regardless? Are you that committed? Are you that consistent? Are you that driven that you are not going to let anybody stop you from getting to what you want out of this life? Let me share with you magnificent words shared to me by Eric Thomas. That's right, the same person that I learned, came to knowledge of so many years back when I finally found out from a wonderful mentor, Mr. Dwayne Golden, to look at this 30-day blueprint, these videos I assembled for you, because I didn't want you to be a successful entrepreneur. And if I didn't get it then, I got it now. And if you didn't get it then, you're getting it now. Success is about building a foundation. Everybody wants a roof over their head, but if you're going to build a house, you're not going to start from the roof. You're going to start from the foundation. The foundation is learning. This is why we get to work to learn, and we learn to earn, and when we learn to earn, that's when we get our return. Come on, work to learn, and we learn to earn, and when I learn to earn, it's when I get my return. Come on, work to learn, and you learn to earn, and when you learn to earn, that's when you get your return. So let me share with you what was so poignant that Mr. Eric Thomas had said. He said, times in life, you're going to just have to outlast some stuff. When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, that's when you'll be successful. But he didn't stop there. He said, when you want to succeed, sometimes you're going to have to outlast some stuff. This is the biggest secret to everything, and determination. And why are we going to outlast some stuff? Because we're going to have ultimate faith in our abilities, in ourselves, in our personal MVPs, and we're going to hold that person accountable. And that's reinforced by what was said by Mr. Les Brown when he said, it's you. All right, it's you. My time is ending here, and I want to share with you one of the most valuable lessons. I've done really well in regards to being a salesperson and learned so much valuable information, but the last most valuable message I ever got in sales, a gentleman by the name of Abe. And Abe said at a Kirby meeting, which I went out purposely to go work for Kirby because I said I never worked door-to-door and I want to try this because I know that direct sales is where people make the most money because they take the most risk, and that's always the case in any business. The direct sales people make the most money, but if you don't sell, you don't eat. And Abe was talking to a group of Kirby salesmen, and he said, you know the reason why you guys aren't making money? Because you're effing up the sale. Now I'm going to chop out everything that Abe said in between that point and why it resonated with me, and I'm going to share with you why you're effing up your sale. Because you haven't learned to smile, and you haven't learned to trust yourself enough. And you think that you've learned to smile, and you think that you're trusting yourself when you come on a program, but have you really learned to smile, and have you really learned to trust yourself? Have you really learned how to be grateful and delve deeper into your level of gratitude? Are you really genuinely appreciative of this life and this opportunity that you have? Do you really understand that other people have needs that are yours? And do you really understand that the people who are the most successful are giving things of themselves for free? Once these things come together to you, and once these things become a part of your nature and the fabric of who you are, everything else from there is a piece of cake. So thank you for joining us on the WKMX Positive Power Meeting. Again, my name is Kamal J. Pryor, a.k.a. Quiz, founder and CEO of Quizmatics Inc. Social Media Professionals. KMX Free Money Movement, man. It's all happening every single day. We have some of the greatest opportunities. It doesn't cost a dime to join our organization. And at the same time, you're going to get wonderful, valuable training, information, awesome support, wonderful tools, the best tools that you could possibly have for the buck. And you're going to have an organization that is committed fully and entirely and solely to your success. So remember, everybody, smile more, stress less. That's what Dr. Cade suggests. And yesterday was a success. Today, we'll expect nothing less. Guys, I love you dearly. Today is your day. Make the most of it. Time is valuable. Family is also. Make time for your family. Make time for yourself. And make time for your success. Do what is in your best interest. Help those around you. And you can't help anybody unless you can help yourself. You can't give what you don't have, so remember that. That's important. Okay, guys, you already know my numbers. Unos, doses. This